This is a CK to Z news update.
TELUS, the Canadian national telecommunications giant, is once again planning to construct a cellular tower on Cortez Island after public opposition derailed plans for three such towers earlier this year. But the news reached Cortez in an indirect way. The first public announcement from the corporation about the newly proposed structure was somewhat perplexingly made on neighboring Quadra Island, which is 40 minutes away by ferry. The company ran an ad in the December 1st and 8th issues of Quadra's The Bird's Eye, which read, quote, TELUS is inviting the public to comment on a proposed telecommunications facility consisting of a 63.1-meter tall self-support tower and ancillary radio equipment situated on Pakianam Indian Reserve No. 3 on Cortez Island, BC, end quote. In fact, the parcel of land is the former Pakianam Indian Reserve No. 3. The La'aman First Nation has fully governed that acreage since the La'aman Final Agreement under the BC Treaty process came into effect on April 5, 2016. According to Eric Blaney, La'aman Executive Counselor in charge of land resources, the nation prefers the name Pakiajim, which honors the sacred maple tree that once stood there. On December 6, a notice of the proposal was published on CortezIsland.com, a website also known as Tideline, by local resident Candace May, who said she found it odd that this had only been advertised on Quadra. Moreover, although a longtime Cortez resident, she said, quote, someone told me there was a notice about it in The Bird's Eye, which is not a publication I frequent or even knew existed, to be honest. I posted my notice in the Tideline just so other people on Cortez were aware of it, end quote. TELUS has contracted Brian Gregg of SitePath Consulting to respond to all public comments on the proposal, which are being accepted until close of business day, January 31, 2022. A summary of these will be submitted to Innovation, Science, and Economic Development Canada, a governing body that requires a public consultation process before such construction projects are approved. CKTZ News reached out to Gregg on December 3rd with several questions, including whether there was intention of communicating the proposal locally on Cortez itself. He forwarded the request to Lena Chen, a public relations staff at TELUS. Chen consulted her team and emailed a response on December 15th. In the interim, TELUS placed an identical ad, as in The Bird's Eye, into the December 10th and 17th issues of the Cortez Marketer. Chen submitted this official statement from TELUS to CKTZ News, mentioning not one but two towers. Quote, in response to the increasing demand from local residents, TELUS is proposing two new cell towers to dramatically improve cellular coverage on Cortez Island and to the surrounding waterways. Our first proposal is to relocate the cell tower at 798 Rexford Road to a larger site on La'aman Nation land to the south. And our second proposal is for a new cell site on private property off Jimmy Smith Way. Together, these sites will improve wireless service throughout southern Cortez Island, including Manson's Landing, South Point, and the surrounding waterways. End quote. Chen had not responded as to when TELUS plans to publicly announce the second tower, off Jimmy Smith Way, by the time the story was finalized on Monday, December 19th. What's primarily different about the newly proposed tower, as compared to the three outlined earlier this year, is the land authority of the location. The new tower is planned on former Pakianam Indian Reserve No. 3, which is fully governed by the La'aman First Nation. This means the Strathcona Regional District, SRD, is excluded from the conversation. At the December 8th meeting of the SRD board, Chief Administrative Officer David Leach said,
there are many, many communities throughout British Columbia and Canada that TELUS is locating telecoms towers on First Nations land. If it is on First Nations land, you have no authority. Their guidelines for consultation are extremely minimal, and you have basically no say in it.
Noba Anderson, Regional Director for Cortez Island, told CKTZ News,
I know that there's, you know, incredibly diverse opinions here on the island, from believing that this is absolutely required public safety infrastructure to others who literally don't believe they will be able to live here and have nowhere else to go. And that leaves a very, very uncomfortable situation for some. So I had a conversation with Brian Gregg from TELUS a handful of days ago, and I asked if not locating towers on Cortez was even an option, as opposed to where is the best location. And he said that no, he's contracted by TELUS to deliver a tower, that it would be a failure to not deliver one. And I inquired if there had ever been in the history of their work in British Columbia a community they had failed to locate a tower, and he said no. So that feels pretty intense. I'm not saying that we should or shouldn't have a tower, but what I have been really strongly continually advocating for is due community process here, and that's what the regional district has been asking for, is not just a letter writing opportunity, but rather lay out the whole plan for Cortez, which I believe is three towers, one in each of the respective communities of Whaletown, Squirrel Cove, and Mansons, and have an open forum where people can hear each other and ask questions and have good high-level information provided.
Anderson had asked Cortez residents to express their opinions to TELUS on the three-tower proposal in the spring. One of her concerns at that time was that the TELUS towers could undermine funding for the subsea fiber optic cable connectivity set to be delivered through the Connected Coast project, now in its construction stages. Lena Chen from TELUS wrote that the tower, quote, will complement the high-speed internet improvements planned to enhance connectivity in the coastal BC region through the Connected Coast project, end quote. Anderson said she's still inquiring into this interplay. However, she reiterated that anyone concerned about the latest cellular tower proposal should contact the TELUS consultant Brian Gregg, as well as the Tla'amin First Nation designated contact Denise Smith. The proposal is beyond the scope of Anderson's jurisdiction as the regional director.
I'm in a very strange position in that I represent Cortez constituents to the SRD, and yet the Tla'amin Nation is its own land use planning authority. So I don't know that it would be very well received for one land use planning authority representative to be speaking to the other. I'm investigating my options there. But I would really recommend people coordinate in some manner to make their voices heard in a really fair way to the Tla'amin Nation, because it will be Chief and Council that will be making the decision on this one. And perhaps equally to Clahoose, there's been talk about siting a tower at Clahoose. I don't know where that proposal's at. But a really reasoned, balanced, informed presentation to both of those councils, I don't think would be out of line trying to represent the diversity of this community. And I don't rule out my participation in that. I'm just really not sure at this point if that's additive.
And then outside of that, people can certainly contact Brian Gregg, who is receiving all the letters.
Absolutely. The standard thing to do is to write to Brian Gregg on this Rexford Tla'amin proposal, but also absolutely copy the Tla'amin Nation, because it is indeed the Chief and Council at Tla'amin that is the Land Use Planning Authority and will be making the decision on whether this tower goes up. So copy everything to Tla'amin.
CKTZ News reached Eric Blaney, Tla'amin Executive Councillor, for a comment from the First Nation.
From our perspective, it comes down to the safety of everybody. As a fire chief and first responder who's been working in the industry for 22 years, it breaks my heart when I hear of stories where people have gotten into a car accident and have had to walk out 30, 40 minutes to try and get a cell signal to dial 911. So for us, it really comes down to safety of the public and safety for our people when they're out and about. You know, we had a few people who go out commercial clam digging and they ended up getting stranded on the spit. And they had a really hard time trying to get a call into Coast Guard. They almost lost their boat and they were unable to connect. They were just in a really bad location. So for us, it really just comes down to trying to get more connectivity for our people when they're out on the land to keep them safe.
So did the Tla'amin First Nation approach TELUS, or was it vice versa?
It was vice versa. We'd seen a number of towers going in the Lund area, which are right adjacent to our land, out that way as well. We saw quite a bit of work going on at the Sarah Point area as well, and we understand they've approached a number of other First Nations as well in the area. As someone who lives on Cortez, you know that sitting at the ferry lineup at Harriet Bay, there's never been any signal there, and sometimes you're stuck there for 2 to 3 hours. And it's a challenge, right? So TELUS approached us, and we were open to hear the idea And we're kind of in this next stage right now with some community consultation and really looking at what that location is going to do to keep our people safe and what the range is going to be. You know, for Tuamin, we're looking at our plans to have our people move off the one reserve that we're on right now and looking forward to opportunities to having our people once again live on the island and in our location there. So it's exciting to start looking at how we're going to maybe put some houses there and have some folks live there and start utilizing it culturally, at least in the meantime.
So potentially having cellular reception would actually facilitate that happening.
Yeah, big time.
Once again, the current public consultation process for the proposed cellular tower in Southern Cortez Island provides three contacts: Brian Gregg for TELUS, Denise Smith for the La'aman First Nation, and a general email and phone number for Innovation, Science, and Economic Development Canada. The details for these can be found with the digital story of this article on cortezradio.ca, as well as on the December 6th post from Candace May on Tideline titled Proposed TELUS Cell Tower.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.